Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Tonight's video, we are starting off with a park ranger's first-person discovery of an unmarked cave somewhere while he was patrolling one day. And what he finds inside will terrify you. Then we are heading off to this one person who keeps hearing these weird screaming noises out in the woods behind his house. Then lastly, for our third story, we are heading up to northern Minnesota during a Labor Day weekend camping trip with family and friends. And this is what happens. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. I found a cave while working as a park ranger. I was out on a routine job patrolling a remote area of the park when I saw it. The small but unmistakable opening of a cave. Since it wasn't on any of the maps, and it was my job to check things like that out, I wasted no time in taking out my flashlight and heading towards the smaller, but manageable cave opening that was wide enough for me to step through without having to crouch down. The cave was situated in a clearing close to a pond. The opening was located right in the middle of a wall of sandstone and was fairly unremarkable looking. No sign that it was dangerous or out of the ordinary. Since the opening was barely wide enough for several people to step through, that meant the cave had never been turned into a mine. There was also no garbage lying around, or any other traces of recent human activity. So for all I knew, this was the first human being to set foot in this cave in who knows how long. The feeling came with a sense of exhilaration I had never felt before. So I took a deep breath, switched on my extra strength flashlight, and steadily started walking inside. My first few steps in the cave were beyond cautious. Aside from the fact I had never been here before, the terrain was very steep. You could feel it slowly descending further into the earth. Since I didn't want to lose my footing and go tumbling down, I kept casting the flashlight beam around, because despite the intense glaring light it provided, the darkness in the cave was unlike anything I had ever seen before. I had been in the forest at night many times, but this far exceeded that. This darkness was dense. After enough careful steps, the descent became smoother and the floor leveled out. The cave floor itself was rough in some spots and smooth in others. You could tell where the elements had weathered away parts of the land and made a smoother path to walk. The temperature had also dropped significantly down there, and I could now see the many impressive stalactites and stalagmites dotting the caves. The rough descent had been replaced by a fairly even path straight forward, and there wasn't a ton of space to walk around here. A small group of people could squeeze through, but no more than that. My boots occasionally crunched on gravel, but apart from that, the cave floor was empty, almost uncannily clean. Seeing how untouched the cave was, it can't help but make you feel like an insignificant speck in the vast seam of the universe. The cave was not only far older than I was, it would be here long after I was gone, especially because the cave seemed endless. The more I explored, the more I got the sense that I was making no progress at all. I looked at my watch It told me that I had been down here for about an hour when the narrow path opened into a massive chamber, and the sight made me gasp. The entire space was filled with water, and the walkway served as a makeshift bridge to the other side. The walls were rough-hewn and jagged virtually everywhere you looked. So precise and sharp-looking, it seemed impossible that they had occurred naturally. Some of them were practically touching the water that filled the space. I had no idea how deep the water was, but it was thick darkness. It looked unnervingly deep. The walkway that went from one side of the cavern to the other got rougher here, but it still looked as steady and weathered as before. So, being more careful of where I stepped than ever, I slowly began to cross the cavern. I was almost halfway across when I heard the sound of a rock hit the cavern wall and splash into the water. The sound in the empty space seemed so uncannily loud I almost jumped. Once I was sure of my footing, I carefully shined my flashlight around to check. There was nothing. No sign that anything at all had happened. But on this job, you learn that just because everything looks fine doesn't mean nothing is going on. The hair standing up on the back of my neck told me everything I needed to know. I didn't dare take another step forward. If anything, I was slowly adjusting my footing that turned back around. I was just about to go back the way I had came when I heard it. The sound of whispered voices. At first, I had no idea what it was. I hadn't heard a single sound before now aside from my own footsteps. Ignoring the chill slowly washing over me, I slowly began to walk back across the cavern. I'm not sure if it was just my imagination, but as I did, the whispering got louder. The creepiest part was how the voices seemed faintly familiar. Not enough so I recognized it, but enough that it was unsettling. The worst part was that I had absolutely no idea where the voice was coming from. The acoustics of the cavern made it seem like the voice was both everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I was almost completely across the cavern when I cast my flashlight around and saw it. There, on the left side of the cavern in the middle of the dark water, was a shadow. With my heart pounding in my chest, and the grip on my flashlight slick from sweat, I carefully turned and aimed the beam directly at it. The water illuminated with a murky gray, but the shape was as dark as it had been without the flashlight. I had no idea what the shape was. It was completely solid, but it wasn't any sort of animal, and it didn't look remotely human. It just hung there, floating just below the surface. If there had been the slightest suggestion of human activity here, I'd say it was garbage, a blanket, or some clothing that fell in the water. But I knew that wasn't the case. The sight made my stomach clench. But then, with my flashlight still aiming right at it, it disappeared. There was no movement or any disturbance in the water. It just vanished. That was my cue to leave. Once I was safely across the cavern and on solid ground, I ran out of there as fast as I could due to the numerous rock formations I had to maneuver around. It seemed to take an eternity. I periodically checked behind me to make sure there was nothing there, and while there never was, I could never shake the feeling that something was watching me. After what seemed like a painfully long time, I finally arrived back at the cave opening. Then became the difficult task of maneuvering what was essentially an uphill climb. By now, I was drenched in sweat, and the climb did not help that. But taking care of where and when I stepped, I eventually was standing at the mouth of the cave with daylight coming through. I gratefully walked out into the sunshine and looked down into the cave. As I did, I swear I saw a figure walk past the cave floor below. But when I looked back, it was gone. Once I caught my breath, I radioed the cave Discovery into the station, and some other rangers came out to check it out. One of them was my boss, Jack. I told them I didn't see anything, but one looked at me and my demeanor told them something was up. Jack was no stranger to the unusual things park rangers can and do encounter on the job. So with him and the other two rangers listening, I told them what I saw and experienced down in the cave. When I was done, Jack sat there quietly for a moment. "Doesn't matter if it's 2022 or 1822, things still go bump in the night," he said in his deep, steady voice. "I don't disagree," I muttered. "I'm sure you don't, Wade. I won't pretend I saw what you saw, but I believe you saw what you saw. Nature can be, and often is, a very scary place."
"No kidding,"
one of the other rangers agreed. "There's a reason this cave looked so untouched by people. No sign of animals either."
"None."
Jack shook his head at the time. "That's the sign something is off. Animals don't go near something. That means people shouldn't either. So we'll mark this cave as dangerous, go back to base, and log and find. Now, let's get out of here."
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, this event happened over the weekend while I was home from college for my mom's birthday. On Saturday night, I had a couple of beers with my girlfriend who was spending the weekend at our house, because my parents are super chill. At about 12:30 a.m., a few minutes after my parents went to bed, I went out the back porch to grab a couple more beers for myself and my girlfriend, who was waiting in the basement while we planned to watch Game of Thrones for a while before going to sleep. I opened the back door and stepped out onto the back porch. Immediately, the hairs on the back of my neck stood on end, and it felt like I was being watched from the tree line. My back porch overlooks the backyard, which leads directly into the thick woods. I thought nothing of it at first because I always feel a little spooked going outside at night, but as I opened the cooler, I heard it. In my mind, it was unmistakable. The agonizing screams of what sounded like my next-door neighbor and her teenage daughter. I won't say their names because Reddit creeps. Now, I was drunk and already on edge, frankly. I turned around without the beers and locked the door behind me as I went back inside. Then I heard my mom's voice calling from upstairs, asking me if I had heard it. I responded yes and asked her if she knew what it was. She didn't have a clear answer, only speculation. But she knew for a fact that our neighbors were both inside their home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two years ago, I went to go visit family up in northern Minnesota around Labor Day weekend. I will not give the exact location, but will provide at least a general location where this happened. To keep this short, I'm hoping someone may have had a similar experience, or may have a general idea as to what this thing or entity was walking around our tent. General location, Mary Brown Bridge, Monaga, Minnesota. On that Labor Day weekend, my girlfriend and I were planning on spending time camping with her family. Both of us were very excited to get away from the everyday city life, and anticipated a much-needed low-key weekend. We arrived at their location around noon on Saturday, and were warm greeted by everyone there. During the day and evening, we were enjoying ourselves with random fun activities and catching up on how everyone was doing. As dusk started to set in, we all were near the campfire for a few hours until 11 p.m. Eventually, the family and ourselves called it a night and headed to bed. My girlfriend and I were offered to sleep in the bigger-sized six-person earlier that day from who her relative and I will call Mary. It was a kind gesture at the time, as we had only brought a two-person-sized tent. Having that additional space for our belongings in our air mattress was a nice added feature. Mary's tent was positioned not too far from the campfire and the rest of the family. The family did a wonderful job clearing and maintaining the area for their smaller RVs and additional tents. To the back of the tent, about 20 to 30 yards, is where the woods started to semi-thick brush and trees. Us three were laying down chatting, and eventually both fell asleep. For some reason, I couldn't sleep. I was up on my phone, passing time, hoping to eventually drift off to sleep. This is when I heard faintly activity in the woods about 40 yards back. I dismissed it right away, as deer are known in the area, and continued to space off my phone looking at random things. About 10 or 20 minutes later, I heard something getting close to our tent. I could distinctly hear twigs snapping and moving between bushes getting closer to our tent and clearing. This started to get my attention, as I could start physically feeling a faint shake in the ground as the thing or entity was wandering around. Moments later, this thing was about 10 yards away from our tent, walking, running back and forth. Each step this thing took, I could physically feel the vibration from the ground. This thing was big. Best way to describe that feeling is if you were in a live rock concert and felt the kick drum hit your body. At this point, I was a bit terrified as I was trying to follow the footsteps running or walking at the back of the side of the tent. This entity or thing got at least 5 yards near our tent and suddenly stopped near Mary's side of the tent. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up, scared of what this thing was going to do next. I shit you not, a few seconds later, Mary shot up from being dead asleep. She gasped for air and was calling our names to wake us up. You could hear in her voice she was terrified. This entity hightailed off back into the woods. Both of us were startled at this point. The woods were dead silent, and eventually we had enough courage to look out of the tent. We saw and heard nothing, and about 30 minutes later ran to her shop to grab a shotgun. Another anomaly during this whole thing while we were alert and awake, Mary mentioned during this time I was awake, she was having a dream. She mentioned these entities were tormenting her, saying that they wanted her soul, or wanted to kill her, and just to give it to them. My girlfriend dismissed the whole thing, and said that it was probably just a deer, etc., running around. After hearing my girlfriend say that, I never told anyone about this story. Until recently, as I started to think about it again, trying to figure out what the hell this thing or entity was.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.